理课堂听 class.com。
Bedtime Reading Sense and Sensibility Chapter 1 The Dashwood family had long been settled in Sussex in southeastern England. They lived in a grand home at Norland Park and owned quite a bit of land. The Dashwoods were a respectable family that had lived on the land for generations. The owner of this land was a single man who had lived alone for many years with his sister.But after she died, nearly 10 years before he did, he often invited his nephew, Mr. Henry Dashwood, to come live with him. The old man then decided that, upon his death, he would give his nephew the land and his great home, but told his nephew that he must give the land and home to his son upon his own death. The old man lived quite happily,and grew to love his nephew and his wife dearly, as they treated him quite well, with love and respect. Mr. Henry Dashwood had one son, John, with this wife before she died. After some time, he married a kind woman, and they had 3 daughters. The son, a calm, respectable young man, had a great fortune that was given to him by his mother. His own wife, as well, was quite a wealthy woman,So receiving the land at Norland Park was not a great addition to his wealthy fortune. His half-sisters, however, had very little fortune for themselves, as their father had little more than the land he owned before it was given to his son after his death. Their mother, as well, had no fortune to offer the girls either. Just before Mr. Henry Dashwood died, he requested that his son John Dashwood,promise him to care for his new mother and his half-sisters. The son then decided to give a present of £1,000 to each of his sisters. He would now be receiving £4,000 a year from the land he would soon receive, in addition to his present income, besides the remaining half of his own mother's fortune. This idea made him feel more generous to his half-sisters. Yes,I will give them £3,000, and it will be generous and handsome. It will give them freedom from money worries. £3,000. I can allow myself to give them such a great amount, although it will cause me a bit of inconvenience, he thought to himself. He thought with pride about his generous decision to give his sisters the £3,000, and he did not regret that decision.Soon after his father's funeral was over, young Mr. John Dashwood, along with his wife and child, arrived at Norland Park and announced to Mrs. Henry Dashwood and her 3 daughters that they would be moving in. The young couple told the mother and daughters that the 4 were allowed to stay at Norland Park until they were able to find a new home of their own.The mother-in-law and daughters were quite upset with Mrs. John Dashwood's impolite behavior. The home, indeed, now belonged to her and her husband, after Mr. Henry's death, but the mother-in-law was quite upset with such inappropriate and unfeeling behavior towards them, who had just lost their father and husband. Her husband's family never liked Mrs. John Dashwood,as she was always cold and bitter towards them, and this act only worsened their opinion of her. The emotional mother-in-law was quite upset with her Mrs. John Dashwood's behavior, and wished to leave the place immediately. However, her oldest daughter, Eleanor, explained calmly that they could not leave yet, as they had no other home to move to. She told her mother,that they should begin looking for another home immediately, indeed, but must wait until they found an appropriate home, near Norland Park, of course. Her mother then agreed to remain living with her disliked daughter-in-law, as she cared so deeply for her 3 girls and their happiness. Eleanor, the oldest daughter, who had persuaded her mother to remain in the home for a short time, had a calm character that guided her spirit. She was quite reasonable and mature at the age of 19. For this reason, she was able to give her mother such advice and be respected. Her mother was quite different from her first child, in that she was passionate and unexpected, just as her second daughter was as well. Eleanor had an excellent heart and strong feelings, but she knew how to handle such passionate emotions better than her mother and sisters. Her mother had not yet learned this, and her younger sister did not wish to learn. Marianne, the second daughter, had excellent abilities, just as Eleanor did. She was a clever, but too eager in all her emotions. Her sadness and her happiness were both extreme. She was generous, friendly, and interesting, but never sensible or careful. She was quite like her mother. Eleanor noticed her sister's extreme sensibility with a great deal of concern. To their mother, however, Marianne's sensibility and strong emotions were appreciated. Marianne and her mother encouraged each other in their passionate feelings. They experienced the loss of their father and their home with great sadness and emotion. Eleanor, too, was deeply hurt, but she could manage her pain in a much more modest way. She could speak with her brother about business matters and greet her sister-in-law without being impolite. Margaret, the youngest sister, was a friendly girl, but watched her older sister, Marianne, carefully, and grew to have strong emotions as well, although she was only 13 and had much to learn.